In a world full of film and TV news.
This just in.
Breaking news for you now.
Gotta interrupt you here. We have some breaking news.
Breaking news.
To another story that is breaking overnight.
Three men have joined forces to bring you
The Weekly Cut.
Hello and welcome to the Weekly Cut podcast, your number one place for TV and film. From news and reviews, it's all yours. I'm your host, Brad, and this is your co-host, Connor T.
Hello there.
Happy Easter.
Yeah, he has risen.
They do. He has risen. Oh, how Jesus. He's done it again. Fantastic. It is really big holiday, isn't it, in America?
Yeah, I think so.
Easter is huge. Yeah. Christianity is quite rife in America.
Oh, yes. Well, that
I love it. This is my favourite bank holiday, whatever you call it in your country, bank holiday year, public holiday, or whatever you call it. That's the best Easter.
Yeah. I don't know if Americans have Easter eggs. I'd be interested to know.
Now you've said that, I can't once recall in Walmart or whatever.
Yeah.
Or hearing about Easter eggs in a movie.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. That has just raised a very pointed question. Follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Weekly Cut to keep yourself up to date. Exciting episode. Connor doesn't even know the content, so I'm just going to go through it now. Here's what made the cut. Spider-Man 4 gets some surprising updates. Will the next Pirates of the Caribbean be sequel or reboot? Our thoughts on Godzilla X Kong, the new empire. Anthony Mackie makes some very controversial Marvel comments. Star Trek movie news. And we're blind ranking. Have you ever done a blind ranking before?
Oh my God.
It's stress. I've done so many on various things. Connor's most beloved, and mine, but Connor more so, most beloved movie composer is Hans Zimmer.
Yep.
How many times have you seen him live?
Three times.
I've seen him once. He is absolutely mesmerizing.
Outstanding.
I'm throwing 10 movies. Could be any 10. Some of these big ones might not even be in there, Con.
Yeah.
But I'm throwing 10 at you, and you're going to blind rank them, and then we're going to see how well your list is afterwards.
I'm stressed already.
You're also, Connor's going to know them, so it's a bit of a, like, not a no-point game for Connor. But if you can play at home, guess the score. I'll play you a little snippet, and then we'll get into the blind ranking.
Ooh.
But that's it, my friend. On with the news. Star Trek 4, the 2009 reboot from Mr. J.J. Abrams. That's officially being developed now. I just got a few questions for you, Con.
Yeah.
Because I know you liked it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But has too much time passed, or do you like it enough that you don't care about the time? Where do you sit?
So there's a reboot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
Star Trek 4 is going to be. So it's a continuation of that, whether they do time travel, etc. I don't know, but they bring the whole cast back.
Yeah. I'll still have it. I mean, the time passing doesn't really matter to me because Sam Self has been like, look at Ghostbusters.
Yeah. I suppose as long as it's good, I guess.
Yeah, it's got to be good.
Yeah.
Because I did fall off the Star Trek bandwagon.
Yeah.
One and two, I did like them. The third one, I can't remember it.
Yeah, Star Trek Beyond. Idris Elba was the villain. A lot of people have their big issues with Star Trek Into the Darkness, which was the second one with Mr. Benedict Cumberbatch as Khan, the villain. I actually, guilty pleasure, I like it. But I'm with you there. The first one was so good, it did drop off as a trilogy.
Yeah.
But the first one is that good, I'm still interested.
Yeah, I'll see it.
The only thing is, though, Khan, how do they fund that cast? Now, let me just throw some names for you again. Zoe Saldana, Simon Pegg, Carl Urban from The Boys. You had, what's his name? Harold and Kumar, the Chinese guy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think now. There's so many more, but obviously you have Chris Pine as the lead.
Yeah.
That's a lot of bucks.
Yeah, and it's not a type of film where you can tempt them back.
No.
Like June.
Yeah.
That would have come just to work with Denis Villeneuve and
Nolan.
Yeah, just to be a part of it.
Yeah.
But with this, it's like, I can do something better.
They need a paycheck.
Yeah.
That's actually a very good point. It's not a cult thing that it will get them back to work with a specific director. There isn't even a director attached to it yet. But yeah, and also there's the rumours are still there that Chris Hemsworth may come into it because he played for 2 minutes. Very, very good scene, though. In the first one, he played the dad, Captain Kirk's dad.
Yeah.
So time travel, etc. Moving on to another big IP, Pirates of the Caribbean. Confirmed now in the week, it's a full-on reboot. Johnny Depp is no more as Mr. Jack Sparrow.
Yep.
Where do you sit with that? Because, again, you're a big fan.
Yeah, I know where they're going. I know where they're going immediately. Disney They're going to have Pirates of the Caribbean. It's going to be a female lead. No problem with that, but it's going to be a female lead, which is against what Pirates of the Caribbean is. Pirates were mostly male. There were some famous female pirates. But in this universe, it's pretty male-led and the damsel in distress. Disney don't do that anymore.
Do you know what?
We're going to have a problem.
That is a very, very good point. I'm not even just saying that. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
So I'm like you. It's going to go, we're not like sort of against woke and stuff like that, but it's very clear that Hollywood has gone a little bit woke.
Yeah.
That's factual.
Yeah.
That's not for opinion. But as you say, Pirates of the Caribbean was men.
Yeah.
So it would be silly if we are now following they are doing that because I think Margot Robbie was attached to this originally and then she pulled out. Now they're doing a full reboot. So yeah, they will do that.
I know why they will, because the ride, they've got the red-headed pirate lady now. And before, she was being sold. The pirates were selling her.
Right.
And now Disney went woke in
comments. I did not know this.
And now she's a lead pirate and she runs the show. The problem I've got is Jack Sparrow can't be replaced.
Yes.
So whoever gets that role is in trouble.
He is one of the most iconic sort of modern film characters.
Yeah.
No question. And that first one, Curse of the Black Pearl, how do you top that?
Yeah, you can't.
To start a franchise. Oh.
I am very worried. This will be something that I probably won't watch because I'll just know which way it's going.
Yeah. I completely agree. Unless reviews come out and say, oh, actually, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
or maybe they get a big lead to cast Adam Driver or something. I don't know. But someone like that. But we'll see on that one. We'll report as news drops in. Another big IP. A lot of big IP news. Top Gun 3.
Mm.
No surprise.
No surprise. It's always coming. As soon as I walked out of the cinema, I knew it was coming.
I guess my question for you then, Con, is will it be, do you reckon, it can't surely get as successful as Maverick.
I don't think it can.
1.4 billion or something like that it made.
But we will already go and see it.
Yeah.
It's already out. It'll be the same as 1 and 2.
Yeah. But is that Top Gun or is that Tom Cruise?
Oh, it's Thomas.
It's Thomas.
It's Big TC.
That's a good question, actually.
Yeah.
Because, again, Top Gun Maverick was fantastic. But I think if I see that little man running in anything that's in cinema, I'm watching it. Did you see, by the way, you saw him in London filming Mission Impossible 8 in the week?
Oh, just sprinting down the bridge.
Westminster Bridge. Yeah. Go check it out at Weekly Cut. It's on our Twitter. Hilarious. We had a lot of interaction with that one. It was absolutely brilliant. He's just running down Westminster.
That's what he wants.
Sprinting. But as a lot of people in the comments were saying, and it's boring to say, he's 61.
Yeah.
He would beat me in a race.
He's quick. Rapid.
61, Con. He's older than our dads.
Yeah.
And my dad genuinely couldn't run 10 yards.
Yeah, my dad would struggle upstairs. You get a bit tired. I'll struggle upstairs.
Look, it's boring to keep saying, oh, isn't Tom Cruise amazing? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
He's a god man.
He's a god man. One of the last action stars. Just a couple more bits before we get into a trailer segment as well. Forgot to mention that up top. We've got a trailer to talk about.
Yeah.
And then I really want to get into this blind ranking. So just quickly, Florence Pugh, I don't know if you saw the on-set video this week, looking great on Thunderbolts Yelena Belova. I have no faith in this movie. I'm just going to get that straight out in the open.
Yep.
Just wanted to mention to you, Con, they're changing the name from Thunderbolts to Thunderbolts with an asterisk.
Oh, good. That's good. What's the point? What's going on?
I don't know if they're supposed to be clever because they're villains. I don't know. I think that's awful. They tried to make that a thing and it's not worked.
That's
I've put their worst movie title ever. It's coming across like that. Do you have any faith?
Not one bit. And Marvel haven't for ages, but this film specifically.
I love it. Connor's like, literally, I messaged him the other week. If you don't know Carl Pilkington is, he's a hilarious character with attached to Ricky Gervais. Connor is like Carl Pilkington now. We throw in news out there that's happening in the world of entertainment and Hollywood. But it's just not. It's just not happening for you. I'm with you. I'm with you there. Florence Pugh is an outstanding actress.
Yep.
She's probably one of the only good things going for it. Other than that, not interested.
She regrets it a bit.
Look at her now. She's doing like big movies. She's her, Timothy Chalamet, Austin Butler. They're touted as the next, you know, stars of Hollywood.
Yeah.
She probably doesn't want to be attached to Marvel, but she's probably getting the biggest payday of her career, though. So
yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll move on from Thunderbolts. Just on Marvel for a second, Anthony Mackie, I respect the man.
Yeah.
He's come out with some comments here. He said, and this is a full-on quoting from Anthony himself, there's not much creative freedom in the MCU. That's the hard thing about the Marvel Universe. It's like you can't really go outside the lines of those comic books. Also, he goes on to say, it sucks, to be honest, but it is what it is, that there's no Sebastian Stan in Captain America 4. So he's basically shitting on his...
Yeah, someone's got
him. Yeah. Now, do you agree with him about his comments? Do you feel like in Marvel movies nowadays, they don't really, you know, test waters in the world they've built. They just stick to the linear story that maybe fans expect.
Yeah. There isn't much movement.
I can't think of maybe Winter Soldier a little bit, because that was a little bit testing with times, because that had sort of political aspect with it and the right from wrong and Soviet Union stuff. And that took a bit of a risk, but I can't think of a risk-taking movie nowadays in that Marvel universe. It's all the formula, and
it's not working anymore.
It's not.
So maybe just try and go outside the box.
Yeah, we've said, me and Connor have said this to death, just get filmmakers attached and let them deal with it, i.e. Todd Phillips, what he done with Joker.
Yep.
Let him have an idea and let him run with it. Same with Matt Reeves as the Batman.
Yeah.
Same with James Mangold with Logan. So not just DC, but there's been Marvel things. Maybe it's the MCU.
I think it is. It's poison.
It's poison. Right, I'm quoting that on the Twitter. MCU is poison from Connor. And then lastly, on the news. Now, it's quite big news, to be honest with you. So we're going to put this up as a snippet on the socials. Just a quick one, first of all, actually, Justin Lin is touted to be the top choice for the director of Spider-Man 4. Now, he left, as we know, a lot of controversy with Fast and Furious.
Oh, yeah.
My man left freshly.
Yep.
Now, John Watts obviously removed his hat from the ring and says he doesn't want to be involved anymore because he's too busy and wants to try other stuff. So, Justin Lin, does that do anything for you?
Not really.
No.
I think if he's left in a cloud of... unknown.
Yeah.
Then Spider-Man go, oh, I love you. Come on, boy.
Exactly that. I think he also done the third Star Trek movie, which you just said you wasn't a fan of. So that's not good. Now on to the actions, to the big one we're going to put on the socials. I'm confused by this. So it's now been reported, I think it was the Dan Schneider from theinsider.com has said that MJ will return, portrayed by Zendaya.
Yeah.
So Zendaya's going to be in Spider-Man 4. Now, to me, I'd be interested to see what you think about this. To me, that does shit on probably the best thing that come out of No Way Home, other than seeing Andrew and Toby back.
Yeah.
It was that amazing ending, and he's now on his own and has to embrace Spider-Man and grow up.
Yeah.
I don't really understand why you would get Zendaya back, unless, is it because their chemistry, because they're real life lovers, is it their chemistry too good to pass up? What's going on here, Con?
I think so, but I think, it, like you say, it ruins the ending of Spider-Man No Way Home. I think they could have moved on to other things.
Yes, Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, and just leave that ending as it is. She can pop up here and there, but if we just see her,
yes,
then fine.
Maybe he's watching her from a perch up top because of his old life, and he dabbles now and again to have a little look. But if she's going to come back as a love interest, which I can see they're doing, look, I get it, it's Zendaya.
Yeah, she's good.
She's got a lot of fans. It would be a bit silly if you have her in contract or whatever and you don't use her, because she probably will bring some to the box office.
Yeah.
But as a story, it doesn't make sense.
Nah. It's so tough because they seem to shoot... They're doing something brilliant.
Yes.
And just shoot themselves in the foot and say, oh, but she's coming back though, don't worry.
And that ending was brilliant.
It was,
And now part of the story to side off that, another bit of the news was that it's being compared to the Batman, this story at the minute. And that's if Sony allow them to do a grounded version that me and you desperately want. We've spoke about it recently on the podcast.
Yeah.
If they allow that, a grounded version, then it's being compared to the Batman with Robert Pattinson, i.e. he's getting lost in the persona of Spider-Man and Peter Parker, because he's got, no one knows Peter Parker today after No Way Home. He doesn't want anything to do with Peter Parker, so he's getting lost. That's a really interesting aspect.
Yeah.
But then he's got to kiss Zendaya.
Yeah, exactly. He's ruined it.
And wake up from Sleeping Beauty.
yeah, I like that. But my only problem is I love Tom Holland.
Yeah.
I think he's very good. Mm-hmm. I don't think he could pull that off. Do you know what I think could? Andrew Garfield could.
I agree with that.
I don't think Thomas could. Tom Holland's more lighthearted. So I don't think he, because we've seen him in that film where he goes a bit nutty. He wasn't brilliant.
I believe it's called Cherry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't brilliant. It's okay.
Yeah. Russo brothers again.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Just stick to super, yeah, exactly. Stick to superheroes, Russos. Yeah.
I just don't know if I can see him just like losing his mind and just like kicking the shit out of
again,
someone.
Look, again, you come up with a really good point there. Tom Holland, the reason he's so good as Peter Parker is because he plays that Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Probably the best. I think maybe Tobey Maguire is probably a better Spider-Man, in my opinion. But in terms of Peter Parker, he's so good at playing what we know from animation and comics and the character of the lore.
Yeah.
How do you take that aspect away? That's the best aspect of him. Yeah. That's a really good point, actually.
I just can't see him going up against Andrew Kingpin. Could. Yeah, Andrew could.
Yeah.
I can see him against Kingpin.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we are going to get that. I think we are going to get Vincent D'Onofrio's Kingpin, John Bernthal's Punisher, Matt Cox's Daredevil, and Tom Holland's Spider-Man. I think that will be Spider-Man 4. I think MCU, Kevin Feige, will win that battle against Sony, even though Sony own the rights.
Yeah.
I think they'll bow down. But yeah, that's a really good point. That storyline sounds great, but is it for the wrong actor?
Yeah, that's a worry.
Could Sony do that elsewhere?
He might pull it off. I don't know.
Good. I mean, the movie, the last thing I'd say, like, do you remember in Nowhere Home, Andrew Garfield talks about pulling his punches after Gwen died, getting lost and getting angry and got bitter, he says his words.
Yeah.
That would be a cool movie.
That would be a cool movie, yeah.
Sony could do that.
Yeah.
They literally have every capability to do that.
What are they waiting for?
I don't know, mate. I don't know.
I suppose in Tom Holland's defence, just last thing on it.
Yeah.
The last bit in the film when he's just punching Green Goblin. Is it Green Goblin?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Good point.
He is a bit good mental. Point. And you think, I've never seen this side of him.
He loses himself.
Yeah.
In that.
So I suppose he can do it. Maybe I'll take everything back.
No. To be fair, you come out of a good counter argument. I still think you're correct.
Yeah.
And I didn't think of that. Tom Holland's acting chops are good. He's a good little actor.
Yeah.
But
good little actor.
But in my opinion, it's just me. And maybe it's not fair because Timothée Chalamet has done a lot more range stuff. But like Timothée Chalamet is a considerably better actor than Tom Holland.
Yeah.
But what Tom Holland is great at is Peter Parker. He was perfect for the role and he smashed it.
Mm.
But seeing him in other stuff doesn't work, clearly, from box office and Rotten Tomato scores, from Cherry, The Devil Is Home with Robert Pattinson.
Oh, yeah.
Something, what was called?
Uncharted.
Uncharted.
Wasn't great, was it?
Forgot about that. Yeah, so it's not even his series that come out recently where didn't work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with you on that, but we'll give him a chance.
All he's got is Spider-Man and Billy Elliot, basically. Yeah. That's what we're saying.
Do you know he's doing West End Romeo and Juliet?
Is he?
Yeah. I don't know. For me, that's a weird acting choice, but whatever. I've seen 9 different interpretations of bloody Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
Right, moving on. Let's do one little trailer before we get on to Blind Ranking. Timed. Bad Boys 4.
Yep.
Titled, I think, Ride or Die, coming out June 7th. Now, you liked the trailer.
I did, despite what I said.
So you wasn't keen on this before the trailer?
No.
We spoke about it in our...
Yeah, so I said I watched about 10 minutes of Bad Boys... Bad Boys 3, and turned off. Was bored.
Not good.
But this trailer...
Sold it to you?
Sold it to me. Well, I said last week about being hoodwinked by trailers.
Yeah.
I've got to slow down.
Look, that's completely fair enough. For me, it didn't work. I understand the hype. It's Will Smith. It's Bad Boys. It's iconic. I watched this trailer and I was like, seeing the jokes of, you know, Martin Lawrence and Will Smith. You know, the first one, with the robber in that convenience store.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen that 40 times in this franchise. The action, yes, it looks cool, and Will Smith is great. Martin Lawrence looks ill.
Just as tired all the time.
We had a good chat with a couple of our friends in a group chat, and I completely understand their points that other franchises just do the same stuff and you get excited. But for me, a lot of franchises do the same things, but they do elevate it, i.e. Mission Impossible. Yes, it is just Tom Cruise going rogue.
Yeah.
But I do feel like those movies are very different. Like you have the Syndicate, then you have the Henry Cavill in Fallout, which was the played Jonathan Lark, which was the secret agent. And then you have AI as the villain in the... So they are trying new things as well as Tom Cruise doing bigger and bolder stunts.
Yeah.
So although they are the same premises-ish, I just feel like this one is a case of it's just them two.
Yeah. I think these films, like Fast and Furious, they know what they are.
Yeah.
And I think this knows what it is. It's a buddy cop film.
Yeah.
With two iconic comedic actors from back in the day who are still going.
Yeah.
Martin Lawrence, somehow still
and Will
going.
Smith, still, regardless of Slapgate from the Oscars, still has power.
Yeah, he does still. Yeah, he still has power. And he's good in this.
Yeah.
He's fighting fit, isn't he?
Yeah, not he's off, still mate. Running. Not off. Yeah.
I'd love to see him and Tom Cruise in the race. That'd be brilliant.
Well, they're friends, I believe, so that could get them, be a good get race. To do it. I agree with you with the Fast and Furious aspect. Definitely, that's the franchise that links best to this Bad Boys franchise, because I don't think that Fast and Furious elevate it in any way.
No, just churn
it's
it
the
out.
Same thing. Yeah. It's exactly the same thing.
Film it, get it out.
I think this, I'm going to make a prediction, I think this will massively, massively flop at the box office. Not. I'm not judging a film so quickly. I mean, just because June has a lot of movies and family films, even in Inside Out 2 comes out in June. So family aspect's going to be taken without this. I'm sure there's some others that I can't think of my head, but there's another two or three big movies coming out in June.
Yeah.
It's on our Twitter. I tweeted it recently, actually. But that's my prediction, that is going to struggle big time.
Yeah, I think it should go to streaming. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Prime or Netflix. Yeah. Like, my brother, Luke, will take my dad to see this.
Yeah.
Because he'll want to see it. And it'll be that kind. So I won't have enough pull to get, like...
Yeah.
The group of lads go. Like, we wouldn't go.
Oh, no, we wouldn't. Lads. We wouldn't.
Top Gun Maverick. The front row.
We'll all be there. Same with the Mission Impossible film. Yeah.
I
get that. I think A Quiet Place Day One comes out around that time. As I said, Inside Out 2. Also, The Bike Riders, which a lot of people, Tom Hardy, Austin Butler, who now has got a lot of pull.
Yeah.
I think that might get swallowed up. But let's see, anyway. But that's it for trailers.
Oh, no, it's my heart's
going. Now it's time. I'm really excited for this. This is just UConn, by the way.
Right.
So I may pull some faces if I disagree with where you'll maybe go, because I know what's coming or what's not coming. Maybe you put on that. And then I'm going to keep track of where Connor puts it, 1 to 10, when I play you the snippet. As I said, play along at home. It's always fun. Guess the score and the movie before it ends. Connor will then tell us the score and where he's putting it on his blind ranking. So, without further ado, I say let's get straight into this, bitch.
Let's go.
So, you understand the rules?
Yep.
Everyone at home, hope you understand the rules. We're going to start off with number one. These are all iconic movies that Hans Zimmer, the GOAT, has scored. Let's start. Let's make sure I press it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love this one.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. What is it first, Com?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Of course.
I adore this soundtrack. I really love it.
Not only is it great, it's like extremely iconic.
Yeah. I think it's one of his best he's done.
Wow.
I do think it's one of his best.
Okay.
It's not the best he's done. I'm going to put it on the list completely blind. I'm going to have to chuck it in because I think there's three that's better at least.
And again, if you're playing at home, just while Connor's thinking, if you're playing at home, remember, don't always think of these big ones. There's some big ones in here.
Yeah.
But the fun with blind ranking is you've got to try and
really
solidify where it goes, because you don't know what's coming with the other nine inputs.
I think I'm going to put this fourth.
Whoa, nice.
It's
okay.
It's going quite high.
I'm going to make a note of that. Pirates right there. Okay. Are you ready for your second, my friend?
I think so.
I don't know why that feels quite high, but it shouldn't, because Pirates is...
I'm nervous.
That,
shit.
That may have fucked you, but let's just get on with it. Okay, let's move on.
This is again. Oh.
God, I could listen to this all day long.
That is tough.
Okay, what is it first, Com?
It's a Dark Knight.
It is indeed.
Where is that going to go? Because I think there's some coming that I think they have to go top three.
When we do cameras, we have to recreate this, because this is stress.
Because I would have probably now put that fourth, but now it's gone.
I feel like fourth Dark Knight would have been...
Yeah.
Again, I've got the luxury of knowing, but...
I think I'm going to put this... I can't put it top three. I can't. I'm going to have to put it fifth.
So you're banking on some big hitters
I'm
coming
I'm banking
in.
On some, yeah, massive hitters.
Right, TDK for number five. Connor's got it. Shall you go again, my friend? Here we go. Just a little movie that people might not know about.
Yeah, it's just a little one called June. Now, this one, I like the soundtrack, mm-hmm. but it's not my favourite.
Okay.
So I can comfortably put this below. I'm going to put this, and you're going to be shocked. Shook off. It's going to go eighth.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to go eighth on my list. Yeah, I knew you'd be shook off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe, have I got recency bias because I'm so in love with this franchise? Maybe.
Yeah.
It was like a powerful track, though.
Yeah, I might regret that later. But yeah. Hey,
you've said it.
It relies heavily on the voice.
Yes.
I think. So that's why it goes down a little bit.
Fair point, actually, there.
Yeah.
Fair, rather than the orchestra. Yeah. So that is a... Okay. Right. Let's go on to number four.
Yeah, I know, immediately.
Connor's face. Sorry, I just want to enjoy this. Oh, mate, I just got a little... Although you're bantering, I just got chills, mate.
I know, immediately.
Okay, Con, talk us about the soundtrack first.
This is Time Inception. Now, this...
One of his most iconic?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah. I watched his film the other day as well. And like, I adore that film. Now, this for me... is my all-time favourite Hans Zimmer.
Wow.
So that is number one.
Okay, outstanding, fair enough. I thought it was.
Yeah.
I thought it was. I know how much you love a certain movie of his, but I did think that maybe Time was going to be... I'll just write Time there, we know that. Okay.
God, that is good. That
is good. Now, we're getting into the nitty-gritty because there's not a lot of spaces left on the board.
Tough.
So here is your fifth. Is it your fifth one? It's your fifth one.
I knew it was coming.
You know this. Don't even bother guessing, everyone. You know the film. You know the score. Okay, what is it, Com?
It's Flight.
Yes.
Superman, obviously Man of Steel. It's got to be. It has to be. It's got to be two or three.
Wow.
It's got to be two or three. Because I think I know others that might pop up. But I don't think they'll rival Man of Steel.
This is, and it's just an input from me. It's not my list, but this, yeah, you know, I mean, I shedded a tear when I saw Hans Zimmer do this live.
Yeah.
This is my favourite Flight. It's, Man of Steel's special place in my heart, but that scene and that score is so iconic. So you're going three.
Three.
Three,
yeah.
Okay.
Number two saved for something special, and I hope it's there, because if it's not, I'm fucked. Could be something like Kung Fu Panda or something.
Is Kung Fu Panda going to make an appearance on here? Okay, next up. Here we go.
Yeah, this is where I fucked it.
Head in hands. Connor's got a head in hands. Maybe the beer will help. I don't know. Talk to us, Con.
Inception and Flight, do not move. Number two, it doesn't hit number two for me. Pirates has massively fucked this list for me. Pirates should not be fourth. It shouldn't be.
As soon as you said it, look, it is so iconic, but he's got too many big hits for four.
Yeah, now that should be fourth.
Where do you have to put this? This is the horrible thing with blind ranking.
Yeah, it's got to go sixth. Yeah. So the first one, you've hit me with a good first one because... It teases me and I'm excited. I think, fourth.
I don't know if we said that then, but Connor was lost in anger. That was Gladiator.
Yeah,
it was Gladiator. Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Okay, let's move on. We have got coming up next. Oh, this will be interesting. Oh.
What film is that?
Amazing Spider-Man.
Ah. Ah, okay.
I actually love that score. I mean, against some of these are more iconic movies and iconic scores.
Yeah.
It's up to you, but that is underrated.
Do you know where I think that's going for me? 10.
Oh, wow. I thought it might for you. Yeah. That's going in there. Amazing Spider-Man. Sorry, Andrew Garfield. Okay, right. Let's get on to the next.
It was saved for a reason. It was saved for a reason. Yeah.
Okay.
Interstellar. Is that Cornfield Chase?
Yes. Yeah. Do you want to just explain how much you love that?
That film and the score is... Oh, do you know what? I think that might be my favourite score. I don't know why I put Inception first.
Oh, I personally think Time is better. But Interstellar...
Yeah.
I'll tell you... Okay, here's what I would say to that. It's not obviously not my list, but I think Time is a better... piece of composed music.
Yeah, I agree.
However, Interstellar works better with the score than I think Inception does. Do you get my point?
Yeah.
Like Interstellar, I don't know, because of the way the mind-bending story of it. I know Inception has one as well, but I do feel like the Interstellar the score just works with every element of that movie. It's just
you just incredible. Think space.
So
yeah, number two.
You are putting that number two. Okay,
I've only got 7 and 9 left. Now, this is going to be...
I'll be honest. It's not a bad list. I thought you would do worse than this. It is just you out of the gate got excited with Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, I don't know how it's there.
If you would have placed that 7th or 8th around there, even 6th you had room to work with. Yeah. But other than that, that's your blunder. Okay, let's move on. Last two. Oh, it's like
iconic.
Jet fuel in the blood.
Yep.
Which Miles Teller got whilst filming Top Gun Maverick.
Did he?
Jet fuel in the blood. Genuine true story. Okay, Con, what is it first?
I'm going to take a punt. I'm going to put this 9th.
Wow.
Because what have I got? What's to come? I think there might be one biggie still to come, but that's going 9th.
Okay. Pretty good slot. We'll pop that in. That's Top Gun, obviously. Right, and last one for the blind ranking, and then we'll go through the list. Okay, here we go.
I knew it was coming.
We've got a third head on hand moment. No, I can't say this anyway. That categorically has to be higher than 7. But,
yeah, I've got chills again. Now, if I was doing this list again...
Don't point it at his arm.
If I was doing this from fresh, I might even put this 3rd above Man of Steel. But it's going to have to go 7th. And that is really annoying because that is better than Pirates. The Dark Knight, for me, is better than... And Gladiator, 100%.
I think it is amazing.
It's one of his best.
It is one of his
best. It's got to be top 3. That's annoying. That Pirates, fuck me.
Look, you got two out of a blind ranking. You didn't know what was coming. That is not a bad list. So let's go through it for everyone here. At number one, we've got Time, which is Inception. Number two is Interstellar. We've got Man of Steel, which was the flight scene. Number four, we've got Pirates of the Caribbean. Extremely iconic, but number four is high.
Too high.
The Dark Knight comes in at number 5. I think that's a respectable place.
Yeah.
Gladiator, 6th.
I think that's respectable.
Well, outstanding score. Lion King, wow, number 7.
Yeah.
Dune, recency biased, so I can see why it's 8.
Yeah.
Top Gun, iconic, but it is just feels like a couple of guitar strings. And then Amazing Spider-Man gets lost in, I think it gets lost a little bit, but I can understand your reasoning for 10.
Yeah.
So, Con, how happy are you here?
I feel like I've... shit on a couple of films here, okay. And it's not fair. But with that list, I'm happy.
Okay.
As a blind ranking, I'm happy. Pirates, I'll never look at the same again.
Okay. What might be interesting to do soon, and we've got a bit, we'll explain what episodes we've got coming up because it's getting lively in Hollywood. But when we get a bit of time, maybe we'll do a top five Nolan blind ranking for Connor, because that would be horrendous as well.
Yeah.
Okay, but Connor's relatively happy.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, I'll take it.
I'm going to post that a couple of days after our podcast. I'll post those results and then get you to go check out if you're listening, so you've checked it out. But tell your friends then. And then we'll see, but get more people to go check it out as well. But good blind ranking, Con. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Well done. What's on our screens?
Tell me!
All right, Loki. Okay, Con. I'll start this one off purely just because I have seen the movie recently. Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. It roared to 194 million worldwide, which is well over.
That's good, that. Yeah,
thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I did steal it from Bri. worldwide, which is well over what it was expected to haul in. So fair play. Critics score is 52%. Audience score, 92%.
Oh, blimey.
So a bit of a mismatch there. I sit with the audience.
Oh, okay.
Which surprised me going in. But look, this is the best way I explain this. I think I said it to Connor the other day, and for you, the listeners, and anyone else there, when I went to watch Oppenheimer, I bought that ticket, went online, bought that ticket, and said, "Is that rain? I can hear. Wow, it's coming down. Yeah. Jesus, oh great! I'm not going Avery now, Sean." when I went to go watch Oppenheimer, I bought that ticket for a Christopher Nolan incredible story, great visuals, etc.
Yeah,
great dialogue and script. That's what I bought that ticket for. If I think back to when I bought a ticket to go watch The Dark Knight, I wanted a great Batman story. When I bought a ticket to Godzilla X Kong, I didn't want a great dialogue.
Yeah, you know what you're getting.
I wanted big kaiju fights that look amazing. And I don't see how you can go to that and watch that movie and say you didn't get that.
Yeah.
They look visually unbelievable. Yeah. Not once did I go, ooh. And bear in mind, this is a big lizard and a big ape.
Running about.
Sleeping in the Colosseum. Godzilla sleeps in the Colosseum in this movie.
Does he?
Yeah. Like a cat that is coming down hard. That road.
I've got a cushion outside. No,
what, the rattan furniture? It's done. It's game over. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I won't go into it too much because I don't want to do spoils. But if you love the monster, if you like the MonsterVerse movies and you have fun with those, you will like this categorically. That's how I explained it to a few people that have asked about it. And got a lot of traction again when we spoke about it on Twitter, and people seem to be enjoying it.
What's the airtime for Godzilla?
Yes, well said. Because this came out recently. The airtime, look, it's not a Godzilla movie. It's a King Kong movie.
Yeah.
And that's where it's a little bit poor. 8 minutes screen time for Godzilla in this.
Slow, isn't it?
King Kong easily has double that, maybe even triple.
Yeah.
It's a definite centric movie on King Kong. And I think even in the other movies, I think he's had like 9, 11, 10 minutes, or maybe a she. I don't know, Godzilla. But yeah, so it definitely is a King Kong movie.
Yeah.
But oh, I don't know, it's just, I found it very, the villain, yes, that he was a bit underbaked, and it was more of we went into a cave and saw some markings on a wall about the history of the Scar King, rather than seeing it. So again, he was a bit underbaked, but he was villainous. He was a bit scary and stuff, and it was good because he didn't actually have the power to match Kong or Godzilla, but he was a bit creepy in ways, so, which I won't spoil. But yeah, look, I thought, I don't know what more I wanted.
Yeah, you're signing up for that.
The story is bad. The movie is bad, I guess.
It's not going to win an Oscar, and you know it. So have fun with it.
No, and the another thing I said in my review on the Twitter was it scaled down the human elements massively.
That's good.
So no Kyle Chandler running about, which is
perfect.
Perfect.
Yep.
Newcomers Dan Stevens. You had Rebecca Hall returning. Brian Henry Terry come back. So yeah, I would recommend that if you like the movie, the MonsterVerse movies, go watch it. If you don't, then I wouldn't watch this movie.
Yeah, maybe I'll check it out.
Wait for it to.
Yeah. I won't pay for it.
We got some big films coming out in cinema, so I'd say save your pennies, mate. Okay, what have you been watching?
Do you know what? I've not been watching anything, really. I need to carry on Shogun.
Yes.
We've been panting all week.
Panting.
We've been panting. I'm watching Married at First Sight Australia. That's not really suitable for this podcast. Good fun, though.
Good fun. I've enjoyed it.
It's good fun. But that's about it.
Have you watched any? Because next week we'll be doing an episode on it. part of the episode on it. We've got more things than that. Trust me, we're hard.
Yeah, we are.
Invincible.
No, but I watched it today.
Yeah, there's only four episodes, to be fair.
Yeah, I watched it today.
But yeah, the finale comes out this Thursday. I just watched episode 7. It's so good. It's so, so good.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited for the finale, which I won't say any more about. And then next week, we'll do a rundown of part 2. Me and Connor explained last week, we feel the Prime Video, the way they've scheduled this second season, hasn't worked. It's killed the momentum, part 1 and 2, with only 8 episodes a season.
Yeah, it's not poor. Oh, well, I haven't watched it yet.
Yes, something's gone wrong there.
Yeah.
Big time. But we'll speak about that more next week, and did it stick the landing? Is that it for screens then?
I think it is.
Well, then it's scraps.
Bunch of scraps!
I feel a bit naughty putting this in scraps.
Oh, go.
Do yours first, actually.
What's yours? It might be the same.
The death.
Yeah. Sad.
This isn't a scrap, but do you just want to...
Yeah, so we all watched Gen V recently. Oh, let me just get the note up. The main star, Chance Perdomo, passed away 27 in a motorcycle accident.
As you said, Con, look, first and foremost, that is horrible. 27. Yeah. And what kills me the most is that that was his big breakout.
Yeah.
He started getting seen around the world in a franchise such as The Boys as a main character, as you say.
Yeah.
27 years old, younger than us, Con.
Yeah, it's no age at all. But it's the thing with motorcycles, and I know people love motorcycles, and I don't hate on it, but I just think you're almost dicing with death as soon as you get on one. It's like a helicopter.
I completely agree.
You couldn't pay me to get in a helicopter, because once the engine goes, that's it, you're done.
Well, if Kobe Bryant's helicopter's going down, like, do you know what I mean? What are those, you know, little tours that I, and what are the maintenance checks on those?
Yeah.
Too many accidents happen in helicopters and motorbikes. And like you said, it might not even be your fault on a motorbike.
Yeah.
It might not have been his fault, the accident. It could have been that someone was just being an irresponsible driver.
Yeah.
But you don't have any security around you.
If you crash, you're off.
Yeah.
You're
there's fine. A good chance it's fatal.
Yeah.
But look, that is just so, so sad. Gen V was currently filming season 2. Understandably, they've taken a massive pause and delayed it. It's hit the producers and cast pretty hard. They released a statement saying they can't talk about it because they can't quite believe it, etc. Yeah. So it is really sad. A lot of well wishes again on our Twitter. So obviously, I don't want to say thank you for those, but it's good to see that he was recognised and he had an impact before he passed, which is just a shame, mate.
Yeah, it's a bit like, this reminded me of, not so much Paul Walker, because he's a bit older, but it reminded me of Joe, the Russian guy from Star Trek, who was crushed by his car.
Yes, yes.
Again, breakout.
Yep.
And just says accident killed him.
His career was completely ahead of him, and something so, which was, I mean, that was really not his fault. That was just, it was a car issue. It was a brake issue.
Yeah, it rolled down and crushed him, didn't it?
God. That reminds me of that one a lot. But yeah, rest in peace. What a shame of a talent.
Yeah.
Anything more you got in your scraps?
Yeah, that's it. That's
just a couple, move on. Mr. Christopher Nolan.
Ooh.
Getting knighted.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting knighted in England. Cannot believe. Also, his partner, Emma Thompson. I think it's Emma Thompson, isn't it? I don't think she's
Thomas.
Emma Thomas, there you go. Yeah. Emma Thomas is getting a Dame, becoming Dame Emma Thomas as well.
Yeah.
Riding the coattails there.
But
it was about bloody time, Mr. Nolan.
He has to.
Great stuff. And speaking of Nolan, Oppenheimer is released in Japan after 8 months and looks like it's going to be this year's best-selling US release, which is quite good, I guess.
Yeah.
And it does come with a trigger warning that says, warning of images and dialogue involving and alluding to atomic explosions that may be disturbing. We ask for understanding of this movie's nature.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Should come with a trigger warning because that is horrific.
Yeah, it's pretty triggering.
Pretty triggering, mate. Pretty triggering. That's all the scraps I've got.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed that.
Good
I really enjoyed that episode.
Yeah.
Let us know your thoughts on Connor's blind ranking and some of the news. We'll be tweeting some of the snippets, i.e. the Spider-Man 4 news. Let us know your thoughts and interact. We always, always appreciate it. Next week, I just thought I'd let you know, April's pretty big.
Yeah.
I forgot about CinemaCon.
Oh, yeah.
That sounded like I said CinemaCon.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
No, the actual event, CinemaCon in Vegas. That happens in a week's time, next week. Mm. So next week, we're going to be doing Monkey Man, Dev Patel's directorial debut, as well as Invincible. Then we've got Civil War, which me and you have been waiting for, Alex Garland's movie, and CinemaCon. And then we've got Rebel Moon Part 2 and Ungentlemanly Warfare. So we'll get some of those in, as well as Invincible and CinemaCon. All the news is coming. Yep. So tell your friends, review, and stay with us. We love it. Thank you for listening.
And thanks for having us in your ears.